Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to WIP Morning Show. It is a Friday morning in the Delaware Valley. I'm already annoyed.
What happened?
Rhea raised her arms out because it's getaway day for Rhea.
Yes.
Oh. Rhea will be traveling over the next few days.
Nice.
We will not have her for an entire week, Al.
Okay.
But Darth Vader will be in replacing
yes.
her, which is good timing with the Sixers series starting up. And John Johnson being the authority at this station on basketball,
right.
not to mention baseball.
Yeah.
But Rhea's going. Rhea, good. Yes. You know what this means?
Yes.
I'm going to really work you hard today. Because I'm going to start right now.
What makes
right?
that different from any other
I'm
day?
Jonesy today. Hey, Jonesy.
Good morning.
I'm driving in today, and I'm dealing with a personal issue that I would like to share with the audience.
All right, yeah.
I am a radio sports talk show host in Philadelphia.
Correct.
If the Sixers were to lose, I would lose by far right now at this moment the most important story we're dealing with.
Yes.
I would have been if they had got knocked out in the first round. I would be driving to work today, pondering whether I should start with the Phillies, who have not played in 2 days.
Well, they got all those runs, and then
and the Eagles, and their only issue is something I created, the Bring Back Zach campaign.
Yeah,
that's entirely my creation. Mm, nothing actually happening with them. And the Flyers, other than the fact that they got better TV ratings than we thought, the reason for that, Keith Jones will be addressing that later in the show. Ooh, right, yeah. Jonesy?
Yes, I need a raise.
So I need the Sixers
yes.
to keep winning and keep creating compelling content for my radio program.
Yeah.
But the star of the team, now that Joel Embiid is gone,
yeah.
I can't root for. He's... I'm going to tell you.
You've been
why.
A Sixers fan your whole life.
My whole life.
Yes.
Longer than any other team.
Which
Al,
amazes me for being from New England.
I was a contrarian, but I fell in love with Wilt Chamberlain. I have been a Sixers fan for 60 plus years. Ow! Jonesy, that's a long time.
That is a long time. Yes.
However, as I have grown older and more mature as a fan, Al. It's harder for me to root for people who are not worthy of my support.
Okay.
And that is where I am right now, 2 days from round two.
Round
Hawks
two.
Hawks versus Sixers here, 1 p.m. Sunday, game one.
What an awful time, man.
Well, I got to tell you the truth, Al. It is awful.
It's terrible. It's a summer day. It's 90 degrees.
Al,
what the
I'm
hell?
I'm going down the beach.
I know.
It's a great
it
shows beach
you,
day.
It shows you what they think of Atlanta. Imagine if it was the Knicks.
Yeah.
Can you picture me, Jonesy, in my Speedo?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, right? That's a nice look.
All oiled up.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
You've seen I've lost the weight.
Yeah.
I am killing it right now.
Very good.
And I have to pull up my umbrella. And drag my chair in at 1 o'clock in the teeth of a
you don't
beautiful
have to do
sunset.
That yeah. because it's just put it on your I'm going to visit
I'm
my parents
watching a game on
we're
going to
be at brunch and I already told them we're going to have the game on the phone
You can I need to always see the ball
what
right
you can see it
that's a speedo
You're going to
I
get your glasses fixed.
I will never watch a game on a phone.
I've watched thousands, not thousands, hundreds.
I have done it before.
You've watched hockey. There's no way you're seeing the puck.
I watch it on the treadmill on an iPad, and it's
yeah.
a little bit
yeah,
better, but I need my glasses. I need my glasses when I watch it, for sure.
But isn't it hard to find your ball?
Yes. When I'm golfing, it's very difficult. I hit it in the woods.
All right, all right. Can I get? I'm trying to get to a very serious point.
Okay.
Yeah. All right, Al.
Yo.
As I've matured as a fan, it is harder for me to root for people who are not worthy of my rooting.
Okay, who's that?
Ben Simmons.
Oh, for God's sakes.
And he did it again yesterday. This guy, I showed Jonesy. Jonesy had not seen the picture that Ben sent out. You got to understand. These fans, they finally all came back. The 15,000 was the limit for that game because of the rules. There's some, you have to be certain feet apart.
Yeah.
John Johnson got all that information. They could not have sold more tickets, apparently.
No.
All right?
Yeah.
But here's the thing. They were great to that man. They were unbelievably supportive to them. He sends out after the game. He has done his news conferences, you know, the usual stuff. And then he comes out after the game with a nasty smirk, a bleep you smirk. They love me, they love me not.
Yeah.
Is that smart, Jonesy?
It's not. There's no reason to do it that way, but that's how he looks at the city. Like he definitely has a smug look on his face.
I don't like him, and I can't root for him. Now, listen to what he did yesterday. Now, understand, in this city right now, the number one guy covering the basketball, I hate to say this to Johnson, he's not here, is Keith Pompey.
Yeah.
He's covered the Sixers for years. He really knows the game inside and out.
He does.
And Ben Simmons, he has been with from the moment Ben got here.
Right.
Wouldn't you have some sort of a respect for Keith Pompey?
I guess you should. Yeah.
Wouldn't you want, as a man making $177 million, wouldn't you want to be to at least show him the respect and the fans the respect to answer the questions before round two of the playoffs? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like that difficult a thing to do.
It doesn't,
no,
right?
It doesn't.
You have appeared at the news conference or the Zoom conference, whatever you're going to call it. You're there. You came there. Could you at least give somebody the respect and civility to answer questions in a respectful manner?
Yeah, you should. He just got such a chip on his shoulder.
So all you people out there that love Ben, all right, let's see. If you love him now, then you don't care what the guy actually is. Because here is the exchange yesterday between Keith Pompey trying to do his job and Ben Simmons acting like the jerk that he is.
Ben, what's your thoughts on playing the Hawks? They beat the Knicks tonight. What's your thoughts on playing them?
A series is over. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, we gotta get ready for the Hawks. My thoughts?
Mm-hmm.
No real thoughts. Just gotta play the Hawks. I don't know.
Now what about Trae Young? The best way to, you know, stop him and you know, how do you prepare for a guy like that?
Film and then a game plan.
All right.
You asked me such a broad question. I don't know. We just played a game. We haven't hit practice for the Hawks yet.
That's the first time I'm hearing that.
All right. This is what you're dealing with. All right. In this city. It's been here 4 years now. Yeah. All right. That's the way you answer questions.
He's been with him a long time.
These questions are standard questions.
Standard issue.
He wants you to give him a quote about facing the Hawks. Right. That seems like, Josie, is that too general?
It's not, but obviously it happened just after the game. And he didn't even know officially that the Hawks had won the game based upon his first
You're
going
to make excuses
no,
for him.
No, but I'm not, and it was rude the way that he answered those questions. There's a simple answer to it that he could have given. There's not a player in the league that a defensive player like Ben Simmons doesn't have a book on.
Wait a minute. Joe, so he could have answered yesterday, right? This was after the game. All right.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. You got to answer the question.
It's an easy answer, too. Whether it's after the game or not, it really doesn't matter. It's a rude answer to someone that's covered the team for a long time.
And then Trae Young is the other team. That Ben Simmons is your defensive specialist. He's your best defender.
Yeah.
He will be very involved in covering and trying to stop Trae Young.
Yes.
And that's too general a question for him to address.
It's really not, because he knows all the star players in the league because he covers them on any time that the Sixers play them. So it's an easy answer. He elected not to answer the question.
Well, but that's why I can't stand the guy.
Yeah, and you're right for doing that.
I can't. Al, are you able to root for people who are terrible?
He's a Patriots fan.
You know, this is what I don't like anymore. This is something new.
What is it?
Joe Wechter is doing a show in his box giving me gestures that are not good.
I mean,
he loves Ben.
I don't like a guy who doesn't show me respect.
Well, I mean, I guess you could. I mean, you could take that and not enjoy the series, or you could just watch the game.
So I don't. No, I don't do that. I don't believe in that. All right. Now, here's the second part.
What?
Right. Then you have the people who love Ben.
Yeah.
Those people bother me more than Ben. Right.
Was okay with you.
No,
enjoyed that?
No, that was ignorant. But if Ben carries a chip on his shoulder and it makes him play a certain way. I'm just a Sixers fan. I'll take it.
It doesn't make him play a certain way. I saw the way he choked in game 4. It did not make him play a certain way.
Well, he did not choke in the biggest game.
But the minions who follow him.
Those are the people who
bother
me.
Could you please tell me what you encountered, Rhea, and how you feel about the jackasses who are in love with this man?
I was looking up the preview of the series, and I came across this. People out there know it. It's this site called Real GM Analysis. It's for real nerds, like total nerds, who watch the game. And some of the stuff in here is what drives you nuts about you watch a game a certain way. You watch a game, you look at it. No, apparently those of us who watch a game and criticize Ben's deficiencies are the great unwashed.
Yeah.
That's actually
a
word
stupid.
In there.
Jonesy, we're stupid.
Yes, we are.
No, we're not. No, I was just giving their opinion.
Oh, that was a trick question.
Yeah, Jonesy, here's a line in it. It's what Ben does is not very noticeable unless you're taking very granular score of it.
Yes.
Granular.
Yeah, that's a great word.
His impact is not as visible in the box score and requires close active watching to perceive.
Active watching.
Active.
So what, should I be running up and down my living room it accurately and then swinging granular sugar?
Yes.
So it's granular?
The things you can't see when you watch on your phone.
What a bunch of pompous asses. That's right, Rhea. That's why I can't watch it on the phone. That's granular, and I have to keep moving.
In this series, Simmons
give me a break.
Might have to barrel to the basket more regularly. What the highlight-seeking, unwashed masses want for him.
Oh, wait a minute. I showered last night. That doesn't count.
That's a great term.
It's masses, not asses.
Can I be unwashed, Al, if I actually shower every day?
Can't reach all the spots.
Unwashed.
Yes.
All right. So here's what way I want to start the show. That kind of gets you. I have a real hard time rooting for the team I've rooted for 60 years because I don't like that man. Mm-hmm. I love Embiid. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
I love Embiid.
Yeah.
I love Doc Rivers. He says annoying things from time to time. I love Doc Rivers. Yeah. I love just about everybody outside the team. But if my number one star is Ben Simmons and I get a root for him, it's hard.
No, yeah. Not once
I didn't say impossible. I said hard. Ultimately, I will do what's right for me.
No, once they tip off, like the other night, when they started the Hack-a-Ben thing, I got annoyed at Scott Brooks.
You did.
And I was really rooting for Ben to make all those free throws.
Okay, good.
I get annoyed at him, but once the ball tips off, I'm
like,
whatever.
He rewarded you for your support
by
sending
game.
Out a nasty smirk and then a disrespected Keith Pompey, who is basically the advocate for the fan. So here's what I need to know. I've learned a lot this week about the new NBA because the NBA in this city, at least prior to the playoffs, could be way different now.
Mm-hmm.
The TV ratings were bad, all right? Down 10%. Bad.
Yeah, it's
while hockey went up 16%. And I got a deluge of emails. Not many people called with this, but off they went. I'm not watching. And I said, well, why don't you watch it? I don't like the politics. I don't like the load management. I don't like the approach of the sport right now. I can't relate to it. I'm out. All right.
Surprising. It's very surprising.
So here's what I need to know. There is a terrific baseball game tonight, Max Scherzer versus Zach Wheeler.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, there's a great little subplot to that we're going to talk about in a few minutes. But if this is your big sports event for the next week, And you haven't been watching it. Are you not going to watch it now? Is anyone listening right now that will not watch any of the second round of the NBA for whatever reason you
have.
All right, so I'm really looking for that person right now to start the show. And I'm also looking for people who will go to the game tonight because they're at the other extreme. And I want to know if they put their money out, even though one of the players on the team doesn't give a damn about you. His name is Ben Simmons.
Hmm.
So I'm going to get a call here, but I do want to do this too, Al. The predictions are fascinating for this series.
It's hard to predict.
And
yes,
and I you know, people, these experts and national people,
right.
But Vegas is telling you what they think.
Yeah.
Or what they think the bettors will think. And theirs are unbelievable, too. So jump on board. There is room for you. There'll be a lot of room for you the first hour before we do Winners and Weasels. So get right on. 215-592-9494. And I'm going to start right up with Keith in Germantown because he's one of my best Sixer calls. Hi, Keith.
Good morning. Good morning. How you doing?
Keith, help me, please. How do I deal with a guy who's such a jerk like Ben Simmons?
Well, we have a lot of jerks in a lot of sports, but when it comes down to it, he's playing for our city. We do want him to win. We do want the Sixers to win.
Could he maybe answer a question with a little respect? Is that asking too much? He's making $177
million. I mean, he can do that. He can do that.
It's $177 million, Keith. Keith, if I gave you $177 million, I think you would answer my questions very honestly and openly. You would be very excited to do it.
I don't know. I guess I don't know what's going through his mind. Maybe he was tired. I don't know.
No, he wasn't tired. He's a jerk.
No,
he takes a pregame nap. He's not tired.
He's not tired. That's right. They announced that he takes a nap. Jonesy, you ever take a nap before games?
Yes, always.
See?
Always.
Yeah, we told you.
Pregame nap
it's normal.
is a normal thing.
Who takes a nap?
It's been going on forever.
It's a complete shutdown, too, for like 3 hours.
Yeah, and you're told as a reporter, don't you ever try to call during these hours.
All right,
ever.
Hold on a minute. Is anyone listening that takes a nap before they go
to work? Yeah, I do. When I get up at 3 a.m., go to bed at
That's
midnight.
That's a different situation. Now, I'm too geared up to take a nap.
I think a lot of people at work, if they work out in the morning, then have a team dinner with a meal. You get a meal.
Do you know how rare it would be for an athlete not to have the nap?
Really?
Well, that's weird.
Yeah, no, that's...
All right. Anyway...
I've never heard
Keith,
of someone not.
Keith, before I play the predictions, give me yours. What's going to happen in this series? I know you really need two predictions. One is how much, if at all, Embiid will play, and two, who will win. What do you got?
I believe the Sixers are going to win in six. Sixers are going to win in six.
All right. And will Embiid play at all?
He might play one game. I really don't believe, honestly... Because I love basketball and I study a lot about basketball. I don't think they really need him for this series.
Wow.
That's the question. That's what everybody nationally is debating. Whether or not the Sixers are a better team with no Embiid versus the Hawks. Here's one stat I want you to chew on, Keith, because this made me very nervous, all right? Since they made a change in coaches and went to Nate McMillan.
Complete change.
31-12. Nate McMillan is a very good coach. Wow. 31-12,
Keith.
He was
a good player, too.
No, I know he was, but that's a guy who obviously knows what he's doing, that he got that team that was not functioning well to go to 31-12.
The guy he replaced, wasn't he a Sixers assistant under Brett Brown?
Oh, then that explains.
I got to look that up, but I think it was.
Would you look that up? All right, so you got Sixers in six, maybe one appearance by Embiid. Is that what I'm hearing, Keith?
Yes.
Good luck to you. All right, let me play a couple of these predictions out just to get us off and running this morning.
All right.
Kendrick Perkins has covered the NBA for a long time.
He is opinionated.
And Kendrick Perkins made it clear who he is a picking in this Hawks-Sixers series. Let's listen.
Look, if Joel Embiid is not 100%, the Hawks is winning this series. And here's why. Clint Capella is a guy that flies under the radar. This is a guy that is battle-tested, that has been through multiple wars, and when he was with the Rockets facing a super team. He is not afraid of the moment. And when you look at this Atlanta Hawks team, they are well coached. They have a lot of offensive firepower with Trae Young, Bogdanovich, Collins, Hunter, Lemon Pepper Lou. I mean, the list goes on. So if Embiid is not 100%, the Hawks definitely is winning this series.
All right. let me just say this. I can guarantee you Embiid's not 100%. Yeah, he's got a partially torn meniscus. Keith Jones had a partially torn meniscus recently.
I had it last year. I couldn't even walk.
He could have walked.
Remember watching him?
Yeah, oh, that was brutal.
He was able to broadcast because we sit.
Yes.
But if you had to run up and down a court, you could have done it, right?
At NBC, we stand. So it was not a good injury. But, I mean, I guess it depends on the level of the.
All right. One more. Let me give you one more. Shaquille O'Neal, Al. Because Shaquille O'Neal understands the importance of a big man. He was one. In fact, he was a big – he combines both. He's a great big man like Joel Embiid.
Yeah.
He was a bad free throw shooter like Ben Simmons. And here's what Shaq predicted last night on TNT.
Like, without Joel Embiid, that's a – to me, just in my opinion, that's a pick'em series.
No, it's not. It's Hawks in five.
Ooh! Write it down.
Write it down.
Without Joel Embiid for the whole series, Ernie.
Okay.
All right, here's the thing. All right, Al, if the Sixers are down, to lose in five, you have to be down 3-1, right?
Yep.
If they're down 3-1, Embiid's playing.
No, they won't. If he's in that type of position, he's not going
to play. We talked to many doctors.
Yeah, he come in at 2-1.
You can do it, but you're risking.
Yeah, but
stuff.
You come in at 2-1. You wouldn't come in at
2-1. No. So even at 2-1, you're seeing Embiid.
Yeah.
If you're down 0-1, if you lose Sunday, is Embiid in game two?
Yeah, this is a weird thing because it doesn't involve doctors. This is all Embiid.
Yeah.
And this
they said it's his decision.
Yeah.
That's tough, man.
That worries me more than anything.
Pain tolerance.
Well, not just pain tolerance. Right. It's a risk that you have surgery because
Yeah.
All right, I'm coming back. There are some people that apparently are not going to watch this series. Something has turned them off about the NBA and the Sixers. Here is your number, 215-592-9494. And I would like your prediction on this, and I really would love somebody to call, please, and just tell me this.
What is it?
Can you root for a team if you can't stand one of the stars? Because it's harder than it's ever been for me.
Well, you've got baseball.
Iverson. Loved him. Barkley.
Iverson was, in his day, was very controversial.
But I loved him.
But he was a show every
He
night.
Was. Normally, the stars that have been on the Sixers, there was a good reason to like.
Mm-hmm.
I can find no good reason to like Ben Simmons.
Al loved Matt Geiger.
Coleman.
Matt Geiger.
All right. I didn't love Coleman out, but he wasn't that big
you
a star.
You delivered a dozen donuts to him. Tried to.
So clearly side. I had a hilarious side to me in that. I don't know.
Who's anyway. That big Canadian center they had?
Changed
his name.
Yeah, yeah.
Todd,
right.
He was a nice guy.
215-592-9494. WIP Sports Time, 622.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.